This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on every week in the News Talk Radio business. And here is the business leader, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, joins us every week at this time. We start off with the official list, the stories, the top 10 stories, and then the list of the top 10 people. And then where we go after that, nobody knows. Where we go, nobody knows.
The excitement of spontaneous discussion. Oh,
it is. Pretty amazing, right? Could you imagine when you were a youngster being able to have all of this power and influence? So many people hang on your every word. Amazing.
I'm not so sure about that.
You are?
I certainly don't see it that way. I see it more like every word has to be earned. And not have anybody do any hanging whatsoever.
Hang am I.
It's like, you folks interested in what I have to say? Okay, here I go.
Help yourself.
And at number 10 on the stories, on the aforementioned stories chart, we have the Russia-Ukraine war, which just grinds on. Have you noticed, Doug, it's starting to become like background
news? Right, buzz. Just,
Which doesn't make it any less, which doesn't make it any less important,
no.
And doesn't make it any less consequential or dangerous. But it's so funny with something like that, you see the difference between the actual importance of a news story and where it falls in terms of our consciousness, our news, and our conversation.
Mm-hmm.
At number 9, we have U.S.-China relations. At number 8, we have concerns about artificial intelligence. At number 7, we have Pride Month and LGBTQ activism. We have the ship censure attempt at number 6. At number 5, the economy and the Fed on interest rates. That's also a very vague topic that you hear whatever spin the person talking about it or presenting it has based on an isolated set of facts. I've never seen the economy be more vague than it is right now.
And therefore,
I'm serious.
And if no, I'm too. I was saying this earlier to some of my colleagues, how business has never been, in terms of what we, how I run my business, which is an independent production company that produces various programs, but the way the business is right now, the Goliaths, there are two or three of them who are sucking all the advertising out of the business, and it's very difficult for anybody else to survive. It's one of these strange things I've never seen or experienced before in having done this program for, 35 going into my 36th year of doing the Good Day program. It's amazing.
Wow. And the Talk Radio Countdown Show has been on the air now for approximately 32, 33 years.
Yep.
3 years.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. At number 6, we have the...
especially when you consider how good we sound now.
That's an interesting question.
Well, it wasn't a question, it was a statement, but it's okay. You can ask the question if you want. Hey, do we sound the same now as we did 32 years ago?
Yes. I hope we sound better, but whatever the word sound
is. We sound smarter.
You know, how do we sound, the actual sound, or is it the content of the sound?
Both.
These are old.
Yeah, okay. Both those things.
All right, okay. So we're at number 4, the immigration migrant busing and all of that. At number 3, we have spending cuts legislation. At number 2, the 2024 presidential race, which is off and running. And number 1, the arraignment of Donald Trump. Mm. On the people survey, we have at number 10, Anthony Blinken. Winking and ninking?
Winking, blinking, and nod. We were reaching for that in the last hour, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Were you? So
yeah.
It's something okay. that sort of pops up.
Yeah.
Francis Suarez at number nine.
I want to be president. How do you say that in Spanish? El Presidente. Right?
I guess so. I don't know. At number eight, Adam Schiff, Greg Abbott at seven, Kevin McCarthy at six, RFK Jr. at five, Pence and Christie at four, Biden at three, Jack Smith and Eileen Cannon at two, and Donald Trump is at number one. And he just continues to be the driving force of American conversation and politics.
Yeah.
This is definitely the truth.
With you?
With me?
Is he the driving force of conversation with you?
Well, when I talk about the driving force in our industry, I have to talk
about it. Yeah, no, I'm curious as to, I kind of swim against the tide. I find that that this whole thing is banal. What I found the most interesting thing associated with Trump and the coincidence of Suarez announcing he's running for president on the same day that Trump gets indicted. So after the indictment, Trump goes into a restaurant in a Little Havana. It's not a big, it's the Versailles restaurant, not a big restaurant. He goes in, everybody's cheering and clapping for him, and he says, "Food! Free food for everybody!" And then he ducks out and doesn't pay the bill.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, so that's what I'm telling you.
I know that Trump has a history of not paying bills.
Yes, he does. Yep.
Anybody who knows him, anybody who's ever worked with him can tell you.
He's a chiseler and a cheat. Yep. That's what he does. He screws business people over. And he's well known for that. It's not like that's
a
secret.
Well known. I mean, there would be a parade of people if you said, who's been cheated by Donald Trump?
Went bankrupt. Right. Any number of ways. Anyway, so does that speak to, here's a maybe an anecdotal side note, does that speak to corporate greed? There's a whole thing this week that's a buzz underneath the economy. Number five on the list this week is the realities of what's going on in our economy, the fact the Fed did not increase interest rates, the fact that the inflation rate now is half what it was at the beginning of the year, down to 4%. Fed says they'd like it to be 2%, but it's going in the right direction. Car sales are going up. A couple of people I know who are in the real estate business say that this past week has shown just a little bit of an uptick. There are mortgages, 30-year mortgages around for 6.4%, which hasn't also been seen for, that rate hasn't been seen for months. There are still banks that are saying they don't have the money to lend, but, you know, you look at all of this stuff, and then the subtext to this is what we can afford to pay. There are a lot of people who are focusing on the economy and what you pay for cars, what you pay for food, and the best example people are bringing up, Michael, is the cost of gasoline and how corporate greed with Mobil, Exxon, and these others, and the Saudis have added to the problem, and whether they have any conscience at all. The prices, you know, we have this all the time. When there's a recession, the prices go up, and then when things start to go back down, certain things never go down, really. And gasoline is one of them, right? I mean, look around and see the other things that stay high priced, even when the trend should be that they go down. The fair way of doing it, or at least the consumers thought, is that they ought to go down, and they don't.
Well, it's misleading, because when we talk about the rate of inflation is going down, we're talking about the rate of increase is slowing. It doesn't mean that costs of items, that prices are going down. So when they say last month there was 6% inflation and this month there's 5% inflation, some people think, prices have come down 1%. No, prices are still going up. They're just going up 1% slower than they did a month ago.
Right.
Now, this is a major misunderstanding. that people have. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, very much so. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So inflation is not coming down. The rate of inflation is lower, but inflation means prices are going up. That's why prices remain high, even though they talk about inflation going down. Because the prices aren't going down. When prices go down, that's called deflation. Mm-hmm. And here's the part that's so bizarre. As bad as inflation is, and everybody talks about how dangerous inflation is, deflation is even more dangerous when the economy starts shrinking. So it's like this very little thin zone where you can breathe economically between inflation and deflation. And when they talk about the economy grew 2% last month, that sounds good. But that's very tied into inflation. Most people don't understand any of this, including economists, and I find the whole topic very frustrating.
Well, without being self-serving, I would say that the brilliance in the last 90 seconds of conversation put forth by you is really the reason that talk radio has a place in the American drama. The fact that there is information there in that conversation that I would guarantee 50, 60, maybe 70% of the audience didn't know. And that's why this is not trying to be professors of the air, but we're bringing something to you. Michael did with that explanation that I dare say you wouldn't hear anywhere on a general interest talk radio program. You might hear it at Bloomberg or on some of the financial shows, but yet it's something that's relative. It's important. It's to understand how the system works and why you get frustrated by it. There it is. Michael just in encapsulated form explained why this situation that exists is so frustrating, because it's counter, the words are counterintuitive in reality, right? Inflation, deflation, and let's call the whole thing off. Because we need to, let's get back
thank
to
you for the thank you for the nice comments. But it's always bugged me how statistics lie. And how statistics are used very effectively by
liars. It's like science.
Liars.
Science is an acquired taste because it's always disproving itself. So anyway, lots to talk about as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do. You know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it, Calitran.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Running three after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. There are no other programs in existence anywhere in the Western world. In fact, in the Northern Hemisphere, and I would venture to say the Southern Hemisphere as well, there are no programs that focus on News Talk Radio, even though, and I'm not being facetious now, most every other language, News Talk has become so popular. We all know there's a consultant, actually a couple of consultants that we know, Michael, who specialize in News Talk Radio in other countries. They were program directors here, and then they became known as consultants, and they now travel around the world advising News Talk stations all over the world, various languages, how to do it. Which I find, I don't know, is that a great compliment, do you think, for American talk radio?
Well, on a certain spread. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. But talk radio and news talk radio particularly, but any kind of talk format, it really depends on the culture and the rules and the laws to have its flavor, to have its nature. And a lot of the things that happen in American talk radio don't translate to other cultures, either culturally or legally. So it's not an easy thing to
but
do.
But the bombastic nature of the hosts themselves?
Bombastic nature of hosts, criticism of elected officials, criticism of government policy, and the nature of argument. The nature of argument is different in many cultures.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a bubble in the United States in terms of what we consider to be popular culture and American culture, American rules and regulations. And when you leave this country and you try to do something that relates to these basic principles in other places, it doesn't always work. And that which works here may not work there. That which mm-hmm. gets a rise out of people and they fall on deaf ears. Get no reaction whatsoever, or a hostile reaction that it's impolite or that it's exaggerates. There's such a difference in culture when it comes to this that it's really tough to export it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, there's an overview of sort of the philosophy behind it. Let's get back to the countdown. As Casey Kasem used to say, and now back to the countdown. Number 7 this week on the list, Pride Month. There's a city in Michigan that has voted to permanently ban pride flags from display on public property. As I was looking at this, I was thinking, okay, what is, because last week was Flag Day, and what is the proper way to display our American flag and then some of these other flags, like the pride flag, on public property? That's not really the issue here. What the issue is, some people say, the narrow-mindedness of some politicians. How do you think we should view something like the banning of pride flags and Pride Month?
Well, I mean, banning is a serious word, but when it has to do with flags which represent political positions, and when the pride issue becomes politicized, it's understandable why some people feel that the displaying of political flags on public property is not necessarily a good thing, because not everybody, in terms of that thing called the public, supports
right.
that position.
So the rule that they passed restricts the city from flying any religious, any racial, any political, any sexual orientation group flags on public grounds. So, I guess
there is
I don't have a problem with that.
But that is understandable, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, it is.
To a certain degree, you may feel that the thing that's being banned is, how could they ban goodness and, you know, openness?
Right.
And,
or they'd say, I was a homophobe because I don't want to support pride. That's not what I said. At all, but somebody would twist it around.
People will react to things with the most severe, negative reaction.
Yeah,
and that's
right, exactly.
That's where we're at with it.
All right, we keep going. Another half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show coming right up.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden said Friday his administration has done the most for common sense gun regulation.
We established a strike force to crack down on gun trafficking across state lines, including guns brought up from Georgia, South Carolina, Washington, Philadelphia, New York. All told, we've taken more executive action to reduce gun violence than any of my predecessors, probably than all my predecessors.
He spoke at the University of Hartford in Connecticut 1 year since the Safer Communities Act became law. University of Colorado football coach Deion Sanders could lose his foot. In a video posted on YouTube this week, Sanders revealed he's still having pain and blood flow issues in his left foot and was told by university doctors that it may need to be amputated. And Toyota engineers are working on an electric car with a fake manual transmission. Engineers say and would just be for people who like shifting gears for fun. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Fair and balanced. That's what we are, Michael, right?
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, we're fair and balanced. And we mean it. And if you don't believe us, just listen for a while, and you'll get to the bottom of that. Right?
I don't know. I don't know if we're fair and balanced. Right? I don't know if anything human is fair and balanced. I think that we're, you know, inherently biased.
Mm-hmm. You mean fair and balanced didn't mean fair and balanced when Fox used it?
They actually meant it in a way that was misunderstood.
How's that?
They meant that against the backdrop of all the media, they contributed to the fairness and balance of it by providing a point of view that most of the media was not.
Really?
That was something I heard said by people defending it, and it made sense on a certain level. Of course, when we reach the point where every major platform defined itself by its bias,
right,
and we have what's called targeted audiences, then the term started to sound silly and you know,
yeah,
disingenuous. Mm-hmm. But that originally, when Fox News Channel came on Fair and Balanced, they meant that that was an opposite point of view to CNN or to MSNBC, to, you know, to the other news outlets. Mm-hmm. And that the ideal situation would be that when you look at the entire spectrum, there's something for the left, there's something for the right, there's something in the middle. Mm-hmm. But it didn't work out that way.
Nope, it didn't. And now it's interesting because a lot of people who listen to one side call it just noise, like a lefty listening to Fox, that's just noise. Or a Fox supporter or a right-winger would listen to them and say, that's just noise. And so how do you, we get back to the question about what really is fair and balanced. And I've said that I thought News Nation was among the stuff that's out there now. But that's just television. That doesn't speak to social media, doesn't speak to newspapers, the print, et cetera, et cetera. And it's worrisome because it used to be that in colleges we would have courses in objective journalism. And now it isn't objective at all. It's not even how to write. I think I told you once my daughter created a course or a series of courses in a department, in the English department at UCLA, which flabbergasted most people is that nobody in the largest public college, and some people say arguably the best public university in the country, in a city which depended on writers for its very existence, because it's such a company city that no course in teaching writing with specifics on television and movie and script writing didn't exist. And so, you know, you get to that, it just seemed amazing. But the reason I bring it up is because being taught how to write is an important thing that seems to be overlooked now in journalism schools. It's all about what to think instead of, well, it isn't even what to think, it's how to think, right? And so that's
what you're talking, the difference between the substance and the skills.
Yes, thank you.
You know, it's like, what good could a baseball team be if they have brilliant strategy, but they drop the ball? They mm-hmm. can't throw the ball to each other.
Bruckner, you know, remember him?
Yeah, I do remember that. Skills, basic skills. So to be a journalist, one would think that they have the basic skills of writing.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the skills of writing, it doesn't matter what side you're on. You present it in a literate manner.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy one of the things about radio broadcasting I enjoy the skills of it. I enjoy just the, you know, the process of creating sounds and stitching them together in a continuum mm-hmm. that's called a radio show or a radio station. I just like that.
Ideas.
It doesn't matter if they're playing country music or rock music or they're left or they're right, you know, but there's more to communication than just the skills. It's what are you using those skills for? What message? The medium and the message all have to come into, to use a word you used before, balance. And that gets tricky, and that's why we have college courses in these situations.
This is our weekly course in what's going on News Talk Radio. The research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. These charts are available every week on display at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. Number six story this week has to do with the censure of Adam Schiff, who is controversial. Not my cup of tea necessarily, but Democrats seem to like him. But there was a vote that was taken to censure him. 20 Republicans voted no with the Democrats. How dare they? Right? And then the lists were all over the place of the 20 Republicans who opposed the effort to censure him. Mm-hmm. And that became a big bone.
Well, the Republicans have to deal right now with their internal conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
And it all comes down to Donald Trump. It all comes down to Trumpism.
Sure does. Yep.
And this is something that's going on in conservative media, talk radio, certainly politics, certainly.
So what happens to people like our friend Sean Hannity, who is so aligned with Donald Trump, and others who also have been so aligned? My own partner here, Jennifer Horn, has been unmistakably tied top to bottom to Donald Trump. So what happens during all of this embarrassment? They'll legitimize their support by saying, well, Biden did it or Hillary did it. And I said to Jennifer when she said that earlier on the Talk Radio Review today, that doesn't make it right. And I don't know that, well, she's very smart, and she always comes back with a good retort. I didn't remember that there was a great retort to that, because two wrongs don't make a right. So what if Hillary did it? That justifies Trump doing it? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Does it?
Well, that's one aspect of the debate. Other aspects of the debate is, what do you mean by she did it? Is it the same?
Mm-hmm.
Are the so-called crimes of Biden and Hillary and even Pence the same as Trump, or are there differences? And when you get into the differences, that second layer of conversation, that's when arguments break down. You know, what aboutism is just mind-numbing.
Well, what about, you know, this one?
Yeah.
You just drove through a red light, Mr. Stephan. Yeah, but what about my neighbor over there? He just did it, too.
Right. I actually remember being stopped for speeding once a long time ago. I was in my 20s, and I said to the police officer, look at all those people that are driving by us that are going faster than I was. He said, yeah. But I caught you.
That's part of law enforcement.
Yeah, huh?
If you just happen to be at a place where there's a cop. Yeah. It's a whole different thing than if you get away with it. If you get away with it, it still doesn't mean it's not against the law.
Nuh-uh. Right.
But fair and balanced starts with each person's attitude toward life. What do you bring to the table as a human being in terms of your judgment of things? And are you basically a dishonest, self-serving SOB, or are you somebody who cares about humanity and has a degree of charity and, concern for empathy in your heart? And that's where it all starts. You can't blame a system or blame a medium or a platform. You have to look at the cellular level, and that is each person and what's in their heart.
Yeah.
And these are commentaries on the state of humanity.
All right, a couple of more items here, and then I want to get to some of the things at talkers.com. Number four this week, the immigration situation. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas sent a busload of people to Los Angeles. Welcome to Los Angeles. We'll take you down Hollywood and Vine, take you up Santa Monica Boulevard. You remember that famous song that the people who came from these small border towns didn't quite know what to do when they dumped them out in Los Angeles. That's where a lot of migrants go anyway. This made it faster for them.
Yeah, right.
Much anything else, right? Yeah, get them fast. You have to walk. Give your bus.
This is all grandstanding. It's all grandstanding.
Of course. Yeah.
Gave a little bit of a chance for a spotlight position for Greg Abbott and Malcolm Newsom.
Yeah. All right. You mean Greg Newsom?
Greg Abbott.
Malcolm Newsom. What's the governor of California's name?
Oh, gosh, we were both having brain farts.
Right. Yes, we were. And we are. All right, one more.
Gavin Newsom.
Thank you. Yes, him. Another
Gavin and Malcolm, Greg.
Right. Yeah, they're all grandstanders.
Doug
Newsom. The Air Force, the war in Ukraine and our relationship with China coming to a head this week to a point. There are a bunch of F-22s that have been sent over. This is something else that wasn't much talked about this week, some of the news talk radio stations and programs. The F-22s that have been sent over to the Middle East, the Russians, the F-22, they're called Raptors. They were sent to the U.S. Central Command area of responsibility in the Middle East because the Russians are being provocative. They are taunting Americans. And so as the Russians continue to push not only in Ukraine but to show interest in other areas, it's deemed unsafe for our allies. So we sent a bunch of F-22s over to kind of convince the Russians to mind their own business. Here we go, the military-industrial complex, which I think is an important part of not only relations with Russia and China, but the economy and how much of our economy is based on the on war, right? The military-industrial, how many people's jobs depend on us building bombs and building planes and building ships and stuff. $800 billion now in the defense budget. That's a conversation piece in itself, isn't it?
It has been for years.
Yep.
And, it relates back to that economy conversation we had earlier.
Yep.
But also, the nature of our country. And also whether or not we have to be vigilant in terms of protecting our interests around the world. There are a lot of levels to this argument, Doug.
Yeah, there are, Michael. You're right. All right, we're going to get to the Talkers Heavy 100 has been released at talkers.com. The list, as I say, is always there for the top 10 when it comes to the countdown of the gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. Also, an interesting overview of the panel discussions that are being released bit by bit, piece by piece at talkers.com. So we'll get to all of that right after this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people side of the charts, from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, Anthony Blinken, who's going to China. He's number 10 on our list. Francis Suarez, running for president, mayor of Miami, number 9. Adam Schiff, the congressman, number 8. Greg Abbott, the governor, number 7. Kevin McCarthy, the speaker, number 6. RFK Jr., the candidate, number 5. Mike Pence and Chris Christie, two more candidates, number 4 on that list. Joe Biden, number 3. Interesting, huh? Joe Biden has been bumped to number 3. While people that are associated with Trump and Trump himself are in the number 2 and number 1 position. So that's the people list, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. These lists appear every week at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com, so you can check them out there. I'm Doug Steffen.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitran. Okay, so first, the interview, Michael Harrison's MH interview this week, focusing on a name and an association with somebody with the name. This is a very interesting connection that came about from the convention, right?
Yeah, she popped up at the convention. Her name is Karen Knotts. She's a librarian, an actress, a voice artist, a one-woman show person, and an author. And her father is Don Knotts, the iconic comedian, late comedian. He died a number of years ago now.
Yeah,
about 18 years ago, and she flirts with talk radio as a guest and would love to be a host. She came to the Talkers Convention. Everybody loved her. She's a real sweet, interesting, fun person. And I said, hey, let's do the, I got to get back to doing the podcast.
Yeah.
I didn't do it for a couple of weeks because of the convention. And we had a nice time and people are enjoying the conversation. It's a little bit off the beaten path, but not that far off the path.
Right. All right. So there's that. The release of the various specialty sessions also at talkers.com, right?
Yeah, for people who enjoy behind the scenes and talk radio, it's all there. You know, we put one session a day, one speech a day. For the next few weeks, there was that much content in the at the event. And it's interesting videos of the actual people talking about the issues behind the scenes in the business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the listeners to this show find what's going on in the talk business interesting. So there it is.
And thus the attention to the list, the heavy 100. Mm-hmm. I don't know that there's too many surprises. Actually, the first two are no surprise, Hannity and Ramsey. I found Brian Kilmeade being at number 3 is interesting. Levin has been in there at number 4. And Dana Loesch, I thought that was interesting. at number five.
Now she represents women in politics. She's the highest ranked female. You know, there's different reasons for it. It's very subjective.
Yeah, no, I understand that. All right, so check it out at talkers.com. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show this week. And as usual, we are graced by the presence of one Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a lawyer. By the way, his last name is only spelled with one S. Don't be fooled by those who spell their last name Wiseman with two S's. The original, the right way to spell it, is with one S. All right, so that's the legal tender here. Mr. Wiseman is a professor at Bentley University, teaches law. Imagine that, huh? Okay, so I think we said this last week. We sort of anecdotally referred to Mr. Trump and all of his all of the things that are attached to him as sort of a circus. The one thing that I pointed out that really annoyed some of the Trumpers was after the arraignment, he went into a small restaurant in Little Havana and said, lunch for everybody! And then he ducks out and doesn't pay the bill. So anyway, I found that to be the most amusing thing among a sea of pedantic nonsense. It's just more of the same.
But isn't it interesting, Doug?
How do you
isn't it interesting that with all of these, I saw the same story, and I've heard similar type of stories with him before.
Yes.
But it's interesting that having secrets that deal with our military available to anybody at Mar-a-Lago, and there have been security breaches, but not paying for the people's lunch, that's what gets a lot of people upset.
Well, and then there are the right-wingers who say, Hillary did it. I had a discussion, Jennifer Horn, who's on the Talk Radio Review, and I, she's been on my program for 17 years. She's like a daughter to me. We are very, very close. So she starts with this stuff, and I said, Jennifer, because she goes off on the Hillary thing.
Oh,
I said, okay, two wrongs make a right. Is that what you're telling me? And that, you know, she said, oh, no, but it was different.
No, you know, the thing is, it was different. What Hillary did was negligent. There was no intent. When it was investigated, she turned everything over. And so what you had with Trump was, even not following his lawyer's advice, he not only didn't turn things over, he lied about them and still kept them hidden. So they're really not the same thing. And saying, well, Biden did this, Pence did this. No one on any level has obstructed justice in the manner that Trump did, with some really serious stuff and showing it to people who had no rights, keeping it in insecure places. You know, if you're
the bathroom,
you are, as you and I am. Yeah, I mean, it's, well, ridiculous. We'll leave it at that.
All right, let's go to AI. Number eight this week are the concerns that we're having about artificial intelligence. I thought this was interesting, whether you saw it or not. There's a radio host named Mark Walters, who is the founder of a show called Armed American Radio, so you can kind of get the tone of the show from that. He filed a defamation lawsuit against OpenAI, alleging that the AI-powered chat box that they have, ChatGPT, fabricated false legal claims against him. This is the first suit, I think, that's been brought, but you're going to see a lot more of these, I think, as some of these companies take people's voices and their images and use them. There's somebody who, at the Talkers Convention, a guy told me that he's created, or he's working on a podcast that takes the Rush Limbaugh voice and all of his 35, 37, 38 years on the air, not only doing his program on Premier, but the Daily Show that he did before that, and putting things, today's issues in, and in like 15 seconds, there's a Limbaugh tweet about whatever it is that is, you know, that's today. And he has no permission from anybody to do it. So how much of this stuff, like this suit, are we going to actually see, and what is it? How does it play into the First Amendment?
Well, first of all, this is a good thing because it's going to make a lot of lawyers wealthy. So we have to look at it that. You know, the thing is, technology is always behind the law, and you know, I'm starting to teach about this in my media law classes, because you do have issues of, is this something that's protected by intellectual property law? And is this, there have been similar situations where people have used voices that appeared to be, not even with AI, of someone else, and they have been held legally responsible. But there are laws in each of the states, there's none federally, in regards to what they call the right of publicity in your image, your voice and other aspects, and these extend beyond death. So there are going to be a lot of lawsuits, and Congress has got to get involved.
Yeah, and there are other things with AI that are troublesome, more troublesome than this sort of thing.
Oh,
which
big
I'm sure
time,
we'll be
much bigger.
Touching on as we proceed into the future. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with us, talking about the legal aspects of some of the things in the countdown this week. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.